Siren Head is one of the original creations from digital artist Trevor Henderson that has spread across the internet like wildfire. It's a giant creature with these huge air raid sirens at the top of it that spew horrifying noises throughout the woods. Something happened to me at Disney World a couple years ago, which makes me believe that even Henderson may have based his artwork on something that actually exists in the real world. My story began back in 2018, while I was exploring around the Fort Wilderness Resort with my dad. He's always been the kind of guy that doesn't want to just see the touristy stuff when on vacation. The one who would end up bringing my family to go explore bizarre surrounding attractions near Disney World before he'd ever actually bring us to the park. The whole reason we went to Disney that year was because of my mom. She wanted my sister and I to have a traditional childhood, so that we could grow up to be normal people, I guess. I don't know if it was just because I was the boy of the family or what, but my dad didn't want that to happen with me. When the park closed that night, instead of going back to our hotel room to watch Frozen with my sister and mom, my dad and I decided to go explore around the resort at night and see what kind of stuff we could find. We ended up walking to the back to check out the docks behind Fort Wilderness first. Since it was like 10 o'clock and in the slow season, most of the people had gone back to their rooms for the night, making it really empty and creepy. We went out to the dock and looked out over the lake behind the resort, just casually talking for a while, as we devoured a pack of chocolate-covered Oreos. Then as I gazed in silence out over the lake, something odd happened. There was this faint echo from a siren reverberating through the trees to the right of us. We didn't see any lights turn on from the surrounding hotel or anything, but figured the echo was too distant for them to hear from the inside. So of course we walked over there to check it out. Luckily there was a little trail that led into the woods, otherwise I don't know if I would have had the courage to go in. I was a bit creeped out already. I didn't realize there were places that wooded on Disney property, but my dad told me that the area was mostly national forest. As we got deeper into the woods, he grew more and more excited. His flashlight was out, and he looked really ready to go solve a mystery. I doubted that we would find anything, though. The woods out there were huge, and we really didn't know where the sound had originated from. But then we heard something else, which was much eerier than the first noise. It was that same siren from before, but after it completed its first loop, there was this voice yelling commands in what sounded like German. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and remember wanting to turn back, but my dad was really enthralled in the mystery now. It seemed like the yelling was coming from not too far away, so we kept hiking through the forest until we came to a clearing. A flock of crows desperately flew past us as we entered, one almost swatting me in the face with its wing. That was when we saw it. At the center of the clearing was this towering air raid siren. I wondered why Disney would possibly have something like that on property, and figured it was for maybe when they actually had massive emergencies on the premises. I mean, there's nothing stopping Disney World from being the target of some kind of foreign aerial attack, I guess. My dad approached the pole and knocked on it, checking how solid it was. "This is really weird, kiddo. Looks like something straight out of World War II. He got closer with his flashlight and began to examine it. There was a rusty metal bracket attached to the lower portion of the pole. It read, "Munich, Germany, 1940. "Maybe this was incorporated into the park somehow," my dad said, trying to desperately wrap his mind around the whole thing. Unable to really figure anything out, we decided to head back to the hotel. But when we tried heading in the direction that we entered before, we realized we had gotten a bit turned around. I guess neither of us expected that wooded area to be so large, and didn't pay too much attention to where we were going when we first walked in. I suddenly heard what sounded like a tree breaking apart behind us. In the middle of a silent forest, something like that seems like one of the scariest things you can imagine. But that was until we heard the sounds of a little boy crying. And the thing that made it so scary was it wasn't just a boy. It sounded like me. That was then followed by the voice of my dad, screaming in agony. I looked over at him and he was fine, but his eyes widened. I could tell he was just as terrified as I was. Then we started feeling these pounding footsteps begin to approach. I looked back for just a moment and witnessed something incredibly tall bumbling through the trees behind us, heading in our direction. It was so big that it easily knocked trees over and pushed them out of its path. My dad grabbed my hand as tight as he could, and we started running in a straight line. He didn't know where we were going, but figured if we followed a path in one direction, it was bound to lead us out eventually. After a few minutes, we finally saw a road up ahead, and my dad realized it was the one that led to the entrance of Fort Wilderness. As we got to the edge of the woods, I looked back and saw that the huge thing had stopped in its tracks. I gazed up at it and witnessed to my horror, two horns affixed to the top of this enormous, gangling, humanoid creature. A glimmer of moonlight reflected off the inside of one of the air horns, revealing a set of razor-sharp teeth inside. We took off down the road towards our hotel and promptly got our family out of there. Neither of us liked to bring it up now and pretty much pretend like it didn't even happen. That was until I found out about Trevor Henderson online and started really looking into the Siren Head phenomenon. I have recently been contacted by numerous other people from across the US who have mysteriously found these weird air raid sirens out in the woods. However, anyone who got close enough to examine it and live to tell the tale found that it was from a different location and time than ours was. I have heard about one from Pearl Harbor in 1941 and Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, all places where major tragedies had happened. My theory is that they roam the earth searching to create more and more human suffering wherever they can. And they will continue to do so for as long as we will allow it.